subject, I need help. Good morning, Shirley and Steve. I'm 30 years old and my man is 49 years old. When I first met him, I didn't know he was a married man. But when I found out, I wanted out. He talked me into staying with him, saying he wasn't happy in his marriage and she treats him bad. The wife knows about me and we can't stand each other. We even got into a physical altercation. Every time I try to leave him, he always pulls me back in. I've been dealing with this drama for 9 years now. He tells me he loves me and doesn't want to see me with anybody else. He's very controlling and jealous and doesn't want his wife to leave him and doesn't want me to leave him. But 3 years ago, I had his baby and his wife kicked him out when she found out I was pregnant. He moved in with me but would stay at her house 3 nights out of the week and would tell me he goes over there to spend time with the kids. I'm so tired and over this whole situation. He said he was moving back in with his wife, and that was music to my ears. But he hasn't moved yet. How do I move on and get myself out of this situation without physically getting hurt? This man is never going to be with me the way I want. He likes to sell me dreams, and now I'm not buying it. I'm ready to cut my losses and move on with my life. But how?
You're doing the 4-3. Okay.
Another day, same old situation. You're sleeping with a married man who says he's not happy with his marriage and that his wife treats him bad. How many times have we heard that? So many times. I mean, really, haven't we heard this one before? Yes, we have. You've been in this mess way too long. 9 years is too much. It's just too much. You've been fighting with the wife. You have a 3-year-old baby now. Well, the good thing about it is at least you're finally coming to your senses and you want out of this situation. The problem, though, is that you're afraid of getting physically hurt, you're saying? That is a major problem. How long has this been going on? And why have you been taking it for so long? You want to know how can you move on? Well, you really need some help in this situation. You want him to move out. Are you able to move out and leave him there? Are you able to financially do that? If not, you're going to have to enlist the help of family and friends at this point. If you still have any, if they still want to support you, you have to do that. You have to move on. Here's another big one, forgiveness. I'm not even saying forgive him right now. Forgive yourself, okay, so you can be able to move on. You have got to do this, but I just say ask some family, ask some friends to help you get your stuff together and get out and get away from this man. Get him signed up for child support so he can take care of that baby and move on with your life. You can do it. Steve?
Lady, 30 years old, your man, 40, who ain't your man. You didn't know he was married. Then when you found out he was married, you wanted out. He talked me into staying with him, saying that he wasn't happy in his marriage and she treats him bad. That's what a married man has to say. He has to say that. Because you know what we know? We know that that plays on your nurturing side as women. Mm. She treats you bad. I would never do that to you. I'm so sad with her. I want to make you happy. She's the worst thing ever happened to me. I would be the best thing ever happened. Man, it done went so bad. But I'm here to make it so right. And I'm better than she is. And I'll show you. We already know to say that if we married or we got a woman and you find out about it. And then y'all automatically accept this thing. And then what y'all do is y'all get into competition with the wife or the other woman. Y'all do this. So, you know, this letter really on you, lady. The wife knows about me and we can't stand each other. We even got into a physical altercation. See, first of all, y'all know about each other, and you got into a physical altercation. Lady, you lucky you able to even type this damn letter. Because most married women will wipe you out when they find out about you. Then you said, every time I try to leave him, he always pulls me back in. I've been dealing with this drama for 9 years now. No, stop lying. He don't pull you back in. You stay in. You ain't ever got out. You ain't ever left this man alone. He ain't got to pull you back in because you ain't going nowhere. You have made it plain and simple. You're not going anywhere. You done met his wife to the point where y'all can't stand each other, then even got into a physical altercation, and you still dealing with this man. How stupid is that? And guess what? If this ever go to court for any reason,
You wrong on all levels. All levels. He tells me he loves me and he don't want to see me with anybody else. But then you steady got to see him with somebody else. How that make damn sense to you? He's very controlling and jealous. Don't want his wife to leave him and don't want me to leave him. And both y'all fools sitting there. But then something jumped off. You had his baby and his wife kicked him out when she found out I was pregnant. He moved in with me, but would stay at her house 3 nights out of the week. And would tell me he goes over there to spend time with the kid. I'm so tired over this whole situation. Wait a minute. Where are you two women at? Where did he find y'all?
Hey, Steve, didn't Tommy do a prank about that 4 and 3?
You know what? I don't know what this is. This is perfect.
Yeah.
How this man got a wife that let him stay married to her, have a baby, put him out. He move in with the woman that he having the baby with, but he come over there and stay 3 nights a week. Where y'all two women at? Because I have not met y'all yet. I must say, this is the first time I've met you two women.
That's crazy.
This is rare, because the women that's listening to this letter right here is shaking their head. Because ain't no wife gonna let you have a baby on her, put you out. You go move in with the woman that you had the baby with, but you come back over here and stay 3 nights a week. What?
Yeah.
How perfect is this? This doesn't even happen. I don't even really believe this letter, if you want to ask me the damn truth, because I don't know no women. I've known Shirley for 12 years now.
Yeah.
Shirley ain't like that.
Mm-mm.
Carla ain't like that.
Mm-mm.
Let me see. Monica ain't like that.
What about Marjorie, Steve? What about Marjorie?
Man, this green eye crazy. Them green eyes, don't let that beauty fool you. It's some terror behind there. I've seen it. You ain't what you want. It's nowhere in the hell. I come in the house and say, I got a girl. Man, please.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.